More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have you with us. Back in February, Lake Effect celebrated Primate Week with a series of stories and features about our close cousins. One of those features considered the technological prowess of primates, and we're not talking just humans. There was Albert II, the first rhesus monkey in space, and the orangutans at the Milwaukee County Zoo, who, like their human counterparts, really enjoy iPads. It may not be what Steve Jobs had in mind, but it turns out that iPads have some practical uses at a zoo. Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce brings us the story of some very tech-savvy orangutans.
It began as an April Fool's joke, a photoshopped image of a gorilla playing games on an iPad. But months later, no one who's watching a small orangutan approach volunteer Scott Engel and his iPad through the class is laughing.
There we go, dude. Okay, you ready? Okay.
They're all just watching. Watching as the orangutan Mahal watches a penguin video on the device.
So now he's just watching the keeper feed the penguins. The first time he saw a penguin video, he looked pretty much the way that he does now, just totally focused. But when a penguin flapped a wing, he kind of flew back a little bit and went, what's going on? He'd never seen penguins up until that point.
Videos and the iPad's touchscreen applications are a bit more high-tech than the spices and puzzle feeders the zoo typically uses to enrich the lives of its captive primates.
For us, it's really cool because it doesn't involve food. And so many of our other enrichment devices, for primates especially, involve food.
Trish Kahn is the area supervisor of primates and apes at the Milwaukee County Zoo. She says, like their human counterparts, some of the primates are more comfortable with the new technology than others. Case in point, the zoo's three orangutans took almost immediately to the iPad, while the gorillas have been slightly more skeptical. But Khan says primates have used other devices in the past.
The concept isn't new. Great apes have been using Lexon touchpads for many, many years, both in cognitive research studies and as part of enrichment. The unique thing and the exciting thing for us to think about the iPads is they're so mobile and they're not that expensive.
There are other organizations working to develop applications for great apes, but the Milwaukee Zoo is the first one known to be using iPads with its primates. Milwaukee has long been at the forefront of primate research, and it's why so many experts come here to do their work. Dr. Bill Hopkins is a research scientist at the Yerkes National Primate Research Center at Emory University. He says the iPad could be useful in his studies on primate cognition.
It could potentially project their face back to them. So we could ask some questions about do they recognize themselves. And most people do this via a mirror, but you could do some things as well with distorting the image and, you know, just sort of really exploring how well is self represented to them cognitively.
Of course, that won't happen anytime soon, and neither will some other applications that researchers like Ohio State's resident chimp expert Sally Boyson have in mind.
Hopefully, we may get to a point where we have some permanent mounted chimpanzee or bonobo or even gorilla-proof way for them to use them on a regular basis.
Right now, the Milwaukee zookeepers must hold the iPads and help guide the orangutan's long fingers to the device's touchscreen. The zoo's Trish Kahn says painting and drum apps are among the favorites, especially for four-year-old Mahal. Of course, whether human or orangutan, four-year-olds aren't always good at waiting their turn or not blowing raspberries.
That's your favorite, isn't it? Want to try it?
As for videos, Kahn says just like their human cousins, each orang has its own favorites. The mischievous Mahal likes anything of, well, Mahal. And volunteer Scott Engel says he has to be careful what he shows the impressionable youngster.
You know, they are, first and foremost, wild animals. So even though they're, you know, I'm trying to make their stay here much more enjoyable, they're still wild animals, and you want them to have, to retain that wildness about them yet. You know, I don't want to turn Mahal into a cartoon character. You know, I don't want to see him, for example, watching SpongeBob and all of a sudden just acting like SpongeBob instead of acting like an orangutan.
Engel says MJ, an adult female orangutan, loves watching videos about what any adult female orangutan would, a male orangutan. But apparently, she also has a crush on British natural history filmmaker David Attenborough.
The first time I showed it to him, she was just like, her eyes were just bulging, and she was like, wow, this is, you know, some really, really cool stuff.
Engel says his challenge is to make sure the videos he edits for the orangs or the interactive e-books he shows them on the iPad are novel and interesting.
So she loves it when I can make it move.
But sometimes MJ gets impatient.
A couple of times I've kind of caught her where she's taking her finger and kind of like, could you turn the page? I want to move on.
The zoo's Trish Khan says the iPads help animals both in the zoo and in the wild by making zoo visitors feel a connection with a species on the brink of extinction.
I think when people can start seeing them using some of the technology, maybe they start understanding that there's more there behind, you know, behind those eyes. There's a lot going on.
Most of the orangutan's iPad sessions only last about a half hour, but volunteer Scott Engel says that's for the same reasons that parents might want to limit their children's access.
You want them to be orangutans, not being in front of a TV screen watching TV all the time.
Of course, some special exceptions might be made for David Attenborough.
And scene, I think we are done. Oh, you're done. You're done, buddy.
For Lake Effect, I'm Stephanie Lecce.
Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce produced our feature on the Milwaukee County Zoo orangutans using iPads. It first aired in February. She spoke with the zoo's Trish Khan, who is area supervisor of primates and apes, and volunteer Scott Engel, and she thanks MJ, Mahal, and Tommy the orangutans for their patience. We'll take one last break, and then it's a unique sound, music from two islands in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. An in-studio concert and conversation with Vishten is next on Lake Effect.